A Republican member of Wisconsin's congressional delegation says personal conflicts motivated a group of Republicans to oust House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. It's Monday, October 9th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crowe. Coming up on the show today, a state public defender is stepping down after 12 years on the job and criticizing the way Wisconsin incarcerates people. And the state recently joined 16 other states and the Federal Trade Commission in suing Amazon for unfair strategies to maintain monopoly power. Joe Schultz will have that story. Stay with us.
Community support makes these 10 minutes of Wisconsin news possible. Your gift now at wpr.org/givewitoday makes the news you can use on Wisconsin Today available to you and everyone else. Thank you.
Wisconsin Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman says personal conflicts motivated a group of people within his own party to oust House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, which was not in the party's best interest. Hope Kerwin has more on who the longtime representative thinks the next leader should be.
In an interview with WPR's The Morning Show, Republican U.S. Representative Glenn Grothman praised former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's leadership. He said McCarthy's removal was driven by personal dislike, not because of his work with Democrats to avoid a government shutdown. But Grothman said McCarthy did try too hard to appease the far right wing of the Republican Party to the detriment of members elected from competitive districts.
We need somebody who can kind of try to get everybody together, because if the Republicans are going to maintain the majority, they all have to pay a little bit of attention to the Republicans who are getting reelected with 51% or 52%.
Grothman says he would also like to see the next speaker pay more attention to reforming the federal welfare system, which he described as broken. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A man with Milwaukee ties who shot 10 people on a Brooklyn subway car last year was sentenced to serve 10 concurrent life sentences in prison yesterday. The 64-year-old Frank James disguised himself as a transportation employee in April of last year. He then set off a smoke bomb on a subway car and shot 10 people after firing more than 30 rounds with a pistol. No one was killed in the attack. During a press conference, FBI Special Agent in Charge Rob Kissane said he was happy with the sentence.
It is my hope the harsh punishment handed down by the court helps bring closure and a sense of justice to the victims and serves as a deterrent to anyone who would even think to travel and terrorize our city.
James had previously lived in Milwaukee, and he'd posted dozens of videos online talking about race, violence, and his struggles with mental health. State Public Defender Kelly Thompson is stepping down today after 12 years on the job. As Robert DeAndrea reports, Thompson says the state continues to over-incarcerate.
In her resignation letter last month, Thompson said that the state continues to criminalize issues that would be better addressed through the mental health, substance abuse treatment, and educational systems. She said this perpetuates generational harm, particularly in Black and Native American communities. Speaking on WPR Central Time, Thompson framed the issue in economic terms.
We need employees throughout our state, and a number of those individuals who could be potential workers, employees, are sitting in cages around our state. So I think we overuse incarceration.
Wisconsin continues to have the largest disparity between Black and white male incarceration of any state, according to researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Robert DeAndrea, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Xcel Energy is planning to build the new $500 million transmission line through parts of western Wisconsin. The 345-kilovolt western Wisconsin transmission connection is expected to run from Trempealeau County to either Clark or Rusk County. Tom Content is executive director of the nonprofit Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. He says the group will take a closer look with an eye on customer costs after Xcel files its application with the state next year.
Customers are seeing kind of a double whammy of cost pressure because we're still paying for the coal plants because they're not all gone yet. And then we're paying for the new investment, both in transmission lines and in the renewable projects themselves and natural gas.
Xcel is hosting a series of open houses next week in communities along the proposed routes. The company expects the Public Service Commission review to stretch into 2025. Wisconsin recently joined 16 other states and the Federal Trade Commission in suing Amazon for using unfair strategies to maintain monopoly power. As Joe Schultz reports, that comes as the company continues to expand its footprint here in Wisconsin.
Last month, Central Wisconsin learned that Amazon would build a distribution center in Weston, about 20 minutes from Wausau. The company says it's invested $9.5 billion and created 12,000 jobs in Wisconsin since 2010. Jason Vangelis is with Amazon.
That investment is strategic because it helps not only fulfill, you know, our expectations and promises to our customers here in Wisconsin, but throughout the Midwest and really throughout the country.
But the federal lawsuit against the company alleges its business practices have harmed independent sellers on the platform. And OSHA issued citations against Amazon earlier this year for unsafe working conditions. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, Milwaukee Films Cultures and Communities Festival is connecting diverse artists around more than movies, and it's happening this week. In just a bit, I'll chat with the head organizer of the event.
Gardening in Wisconsin is a year-round job, and Garden Talk is here for you throughout every season. We help you battle relentless pests and pick your favorite mulch. We also cover how to care for houseplants and successful methods for starting seeds inside. We want to know what keeps your garden growing. Join me, Larry Mueller, for Garden Talk on the Ideas Network, Fridays at 11 and Saturday mornings at 6, or online anytime.
5 years ago, Milwaukee Film made an initiative to amplify diverse cultural perspectives through film events and community outreach. One of those programs is the Cultures and Communities Festival. From in-person screenings to public forums, each event amplifies diverse cultural expressions and celebrates community over in southeastern Wisconsin. Joining us now to discuss is Gerard Blanks, Milwaukee Film's Chief Innovation Officer and head organizer of the Cultures and Communities Festival. Ron, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So first off, this is the fifth iteration of the festival. Can you tell me some events that are happening this year?
Certainly. So on Monday, October 9th, we have our panel called The Art of Storytelling. Really excited about this. And it's bringing together journalists across several different fields to talk about what it means to be a representative storyteller, to represent a community, but also make sure that you are presenting stories in a fair and balanced way. We have 20th anniversary of Poetry Unplugged, which is the longest running spoken word open mic in the city. On our closing night, we have the State of Modern Conservatism hosted by Charlie Sykes. That'll be at Marquette University. And our closing night party, which features Gangsta Grass, which is a hip hop bluegrass band, and Sean Hinton and Shotgun, which is a local blues rock group.
So why was it important for you to start this and to keep this festival going now in its fifth year?
Well, because we hope in time it will grow into a regional festival, something, you know, an event that folks from Chicago, Northern Illinois, even maybe Minneapolis, certainly Madison and Green Bay will want to come to, you know, spend a day, stay overnight. We really think this, again, in time can be something really special. And what's cool about it is it's sort of a convergence of a lot of different things. It's a film festival. It's an arts and cultural festival. It's even to some extent, you could see it as a conference for content creators and intellectuals. So we're trying to do a lot of things.
The general target audience for this will be southeastern Wisconsin, but do you see or hear of other festivals celebrating Wisconsin's diverse communities like this in other parts of the state?
Well, you know, there are a ton of festivals and great events around the state, but I think everyone sort of has their niche. So, you know, you have the arts and cultural festivals, you have the music festivals, you have the film festivals. I don't know that there's anything like Cultures and Communities, though, because again, we converge all of those disciplines, all of those interests into 8 days. And so I'm biased, but yeah, I like to say this thing is pretty unique.
We had a story from one of our reporters, Evan Casey, about Milwaukee's oldest theater abruptly closing and leaving just 3 theaters in that city where 500,000 people live. It's the biggest city in Wisconsin. So how are theaters handling this? And, you know, how do you think that's going to affect this new era of film viewership?
You know, I mean, look, we're already seeing the impact of COVID, but also streaming giants, right, that encourage people to stay home when our business is about getting you off of your couch and into a cinema with the community. So time will tell. you know, my hope is that independent cinemas, art house cinemas will always be around. But it's up to the community, if I can be quite honest, to support these venues. Because at the end of the day, if the customers don't go to see the films, the places will disappear.
Is that the hope for a festival like this, not only to bring people together and to celebrate culture and community, but maybe introduce them to something that they don't go too often and maybe kind of reinvigorate that film industry?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is the sort of the central tenet to Cultures and Communities is I want you to take all that you are, all the cultural sort of pillars that make up how you define yourself, and bring them to a space with others who are bringing their cultures and understandings and traditions. And I want us to convene around the things that make us similar, the things that make us different. But at the end of the day, it's all about joy, celebrating one another, celebrating our communities. And so, yeah, we're trying to introduce people to new things because we feel like it's just a matter of getting people in a space and making sure that they feel comfortable. They'll be open. I think we've seen that people will be open to new things as long as they feel safe, comfortable, and respected.
Gerard Blanks is Milwaukee Film's Chief Innovation Officer and the head organizer of the Cultures and Communities Festival. It's happening right now in Milwaukee through October 12th. Gerard, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that'll do it. A lot going on to get caught up on this Monday, so thank you very much for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers were Mallory Chang and John Davis. As always, we'll be right there in your podcast feed if you hit subscribe. If not, you can go find us wherever you get your podcasts every single weekday morning. We'll be right there. And of course, don't forget to leave us that rating and review. Have a great Monday. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.